This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Okay, this story is pretty funny, even though it does start with a family's house burning down to the ground. Okay, this story takes place in London, and a fire broke out, and it did burn a family home. And the fire was arson. All right. So they caught the arsonist. That's the good news.
Okay.
All right. They did catch the arsonist. And they caught the arsonist by going through and reviewing security footage that was in the home.
Oh.
And when they caught the arsonist, they didn't have to look very hard or even travel very far because it was the family tortoise.
What?
The family tortoise accidentally started the fire.
What?
By knocking over its own heat lamp. And the heat lamp obviously like rolled a little bit and started to catch the room on fire. And because this was a free roaming tortoise, like it's not like a box turtle where you keep it in like a terrarium.
Okay, it's like one of the big ones.
Yes.
It
accidentally knocked over its heat lamp. The heat lamp rolled over and caught something on fire. I don't know what it was. And then the fire spread. Miraculously, the tortoise survived the fire, but like very little else did. There was a family dog in the house as well. The dog also survived the fire. So, like,
you know what this tells me?
I
working together.
Right. I mean, okay. Obviously.
Those two are sick of this family. And they have been, like, probably they're home alone a lot. And the tortoise is like, I'm going to live forever. And I never get to see them. And the dog's like, the dog actually was fine.
The dog's like, I'm not. I'm only going to be alive for 10 to 12 years.
Well, the dog was fine. And then the tortoise convinced him, you deserve better. And he's like, yeah, you're right, I do.
Yeah, it should be a little yappy dog. Yeah. I hope it's a little yappy
for
dog.
Sure.
You're right. Just for the juxtaposition of the two.
Yeah.
So here's what we do, Paul.
Okay, tell me.
I'm going to burn this mother. How are you going to do it? I've thought about this a lot.
Follow me. 20 minutes later, gets to the heat lamp.
Yeah, 20 minutes later, the dog's like looking at its wristwatch like, oh, man, this is certainly not a high stakes scheme,
right.
I guess. All right, here we go.
Well,
that's way better than idea that the tortoise did it by accident, because I can't think of anything scarier than a fire breaking out behind a tortoise being like,
Oh, no.
Like trying to get away from the flames.
And you think it's like a slow motion movie, but it's not.
But
it's
in not.
Totally real time.
He's just in slow motion.
Right.
Paul, help me.
No, I like to think a lot more that this was, like you said, arson.
Yeah.
Intentional.
Intentional.
Both in on it.
Right.
We're going to teach him a lesson.
Oh, yes.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
Just keep us home alone. See what happens.
Right. You think I like just eating lettuce? I want to taste what's out there in the world. Paul's like, I've been for walks. It's wonderful out there.
Yeah.
I'm sick of this prison. And Paul, let me tell you, the mind is a prison too. Like really trying to mess with Paul and get Paul to do it, like his bidding.
And Paul's just like, oh, whatever you say. You know what? Everything you're saying sounds right to me, Chief.
What would you do if you were the parents of the tortoise and Paul the dog? By the way, making that name up.
I don't know.
But like, what would you do if you come home and they have destroyed everything except these two?
Okay, I just need you to know, Kevin has pulled up a picture of the tortoise and Paul the dog.
Can I see?
It is everything you thought it was.
Oh my God, it's exactly what
it's
we
exactly
thought.
Exactly what we described. Now, I didn't think the tortoise was going to be bigger.
Are they owned by a gay couple?
No. That's the people that saved the fire.
Oh, okay, because that, what an interesting color that we could add to this palace.
Sure. They're homophobes. Yeah. I thought the tortoise would be bigger. It's literally just the size of a turtle, like a pet turtle.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes the fact that he was able to rope that dog in even more impressive.
Sure.
Yeah.
And if it's a young tortoise, too, be like, if I'm not going to live 80 more years in this flat.
Look at this place.
So if you came home and you've lost everything because of a fire that was set by the two survivors of the fire.
Right.
Do you get rid of them?
God. No, but you're mad at them forever.
Right. Yeah.
And you care for them begrudgingly.
Paul, they're not getting rid of us. So up next, we gotta kill them.
Hey, how do you feel about murder?
Do you think you could lay on a face and smother it? If not, I have to learn how to stab with my mouth.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.